Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you so kindly for preferring to be right here with us than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are using your phones and radio apps towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And I'm always so grateful for those of you who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, because there are so many other things that you could be doing. And I am always prayerful that you are receiving more inspiration to be ever more of the more that you truly are as a living, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. That which beats our hearts, breathes us, has the sun blazing, the world spinning, the galaxies and stars, systems, and everything in motion. And we are always immersed in this now realm and now moment of eternity. And I'm the one to remind us of the timelessness, the boundlessness, the limitlessness of our being as these points of that absolute and supreme being that is the highest and lowest common denominator of all of existence itself. We're in a now moment that requires us to stay focused, to get focused, stay focused, and consciously care to be completely harmonized with the will of existence itself, to understand how to activate and utilize the laws that govern our existence, and to be fully participatory in our clearing our emotional bodies from the violations and from the mistakes and mishappenings and all of the things that we've endured on the path of adulteration. To come to a point and place where it matters to us that we truly care to exemplify the highest values of love and light and wisdom and truth on behalf of the lineages that we represent, to understand that we represent lineages that were great. And even though we may not have an idea of all of whom we've come through, the reality that we exist in this now moment is the evidence of our having roots that are deeper than what we could possibly fathom and imagine. But to realize that there is a real I, an absolute I that sees through every I, that there is a commonality that we have that is far greater than just our being immersed in the same religions and education and principles and all of that which constitutes the realm of the world, as is distinguished from the earth directly. And to know that the world has the right to be destroyed in terms of the ideologies of separation and supremacy and superiority and being less than and all of that which constitutes the divisiveness. Those of us who are living now, those of us who are in maturity, 45 and up, and even older than that, 50 and 60 and up, we have the opportunity to set a new precedent for what it is our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren have the opportunity to experience as their reality upon the planet. There have been those who consciously care to influence things, and those of us who are influenced by those who care to be influencing. And now we have the opportunity to become influential ourselves as a result of our maturity. For those who have applied themselves towards maturity. And just becoming older, just having more years upon the planet does not constitute real maturity. Sometimes people just get old, and we have to really think about what old is in light of being in the realm of eternity, timelessness as an absolute reality. And so there is really no old except for the accumulation, the concentration, the saturation, the contraindication of the nitrates, the nitrites, the BHA, the BHT, the synthetics, the chemicals, the mucus that becomes acid, and the hardening of all of the residues, the stuff that accumulates along the walls of our arteries, our blood vessels, our veins, and our capillaries to the degree to which we're having arteriosclerosis and all of the issues that are creating the need for bypass surgeries and stents and whatnot in the veins and arteries to create the flow. We have to come to a point and place where we really are respecting the divine design of our body temples. And to know that under a system of capitalization that has licensed itself, given itself permission to produce and manufacture that which has no substance, it has no place within the body. And we've learned to love it so much that we are ignoring the detriment it does to us. And so I'm the one who really cares to really drive home the point that we are these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, and that there is purpose in our being on the planet to exalt the truth of who we are, to learn how to think and master this realm of materiality, temporality, corporeality, by harmonizing ourselves with the right use of our faculties and spiritual laws. And coming to a point and place where it really matters to us that we are literally walking in the light of the truth of ourselves as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of the absolute and supreme presence that so many ones refer to by so many different names. And all of the names that are being called are just different aspects and different points of presence and personality of this absolute and supreme intelligence. And we each have the responsibility to be able to respond correctly and directly to what is needed in our now moment towards the greatest good, working on behalf of wholeness. And to really reverence and respect each and every breath and every beat of our heart, to realize that there is no amount of money in whatever degree of currency, coin, anything that's produced by man has no greater, it does not have the value of one beat of our heart or one breath that we take. And so learning how to walk in the wealth of ourselves, how to invest in the wealth of ourselves, how to restore the richness and the integrity of the life force of ourselves and our body temples, it's duty, obligation, and responsibility now. Because whatever it is we do, it is in the substantiation of the being, the enhancement of the care and the conscientiousness, the concern, the love, being vehicles and vessels of intelligence, energy and spirit that can be focused with the conscious intensity of intention towards establishing and reestablishing the integrity of the divinity of our being directly. And we have been in the progression of error to think that it's just about being a spirit, having a human experience. Because in the reality of it, there has been no one who has been authorized by the intelligence of existence, the will of existence, or that which we refer to as the creator of all to be the legislators and the perpetuators and the sowers of the seeds of sickness, illness, disease, and death as livelihood and multi-trillion dollar business and industry and economy. And because that is so common in what so many educated ones have been educated to be able to participate with, without having a greater thought as to what purpose in existence actually is upon the planet. And to live and care and love and to be harmonized with the will of existence, the light of existence, the intelligence of existence, and the laws of existence that will qualify us for continuance in existence so that we actually can get out of these temples, these bodies as living beings and move into the exalted worlds, having been birthed as embryonic gods and goddesses because we mastered this realm, we mastered ourselves. But to assume that those who have been wrong for so long have the right to educate us, to set the precedent for how we should feed, and to give us the right to be wrong, the right to our own theories and opinions, as the degrees of freedom, is error. When we have the right to be corrected after being wrong for so long, being out of harmony with the life and the light and the wisdom that allows us to live our best lives, that allows us to truly function as whole beings, balanced in our male and female selves, being in a place and space where we know love and the art of being, that we are able to consciously perpetuate our lineages, ensuring the progressive unfoldment of the genius of these ones, their ingenuity, their talents, their skills, their abilities to literally provide them with everything that is needed so that they walk an exalted walk in the love and the reverence and the respect and the appreciation and the appreciative love of life itself. And so as we are being called to rise, as there has been edict that has been issued from the exalted realms for our resurrection, for our reinstatement, our realignment, our reconciliation, then those of us who have any vestige of light left within us have the responsibility of cultivating ourselves, clearing and cleansing, so that we are able to be rightly aligned with the divine mind that everyone has access to. And so the capacity for thinking, for being able to hold the light of intelligence upon a thing, to come to know it, to be able to serve life, to utilize all of our faculties in the exaltation and the respect and reverence of the divinity of existence itself. These are the places and spaces we should be harmonized. This is what government and religion and education should be harmonized to do, is to support exalted beingness. And to know that the system of things and the systems that have been founded upon the oppression and suppression and the depression of other ones cannot take precedent over a mother's love for her children and for other mothers, wombed men of all hues, to perpetuate the edicts of a system that demands that our children be poisoned in order to be educated. Then we have to realize that our first duty, obligation, and responsibility is to the light, the love, the wisdom, and the truth of the divinity of our being directly. There is no work that we can do that is greater than cultivating the intelligence of ourselves, the quality of beings that we are, and the quality of beings that we are channels for, responsible for, ensuring destiny, as opposed to initiating them on tragic dates with fate. This now moment is ours. to regain our footing upon the path of eternal life. And to know that the earth herself is as big as the period at the end of a sentence in relationship to the rest of this universe. We are all immersed in nothing but the divinity of being. The order, the law, the truth. And within this realm, there is justice and there is peace. And with all of those who sit in the courts who are unjust and supporting that which is unjust, sentencing children, youth, women and men, mothers and fathers, sons and daughters, to prison terms. Without any real fairness, without any real substantial restitution and reorientation towards what it is to be men and women. And so as we are seeing how much violation is consistently and continuously perpetuated in the legalities of the system of oppression, then our greatest opportunity for justice and for peace is to harmonize our lives, our bloodstreams, our lymphatic systems, our everything with the laws of life, to be fluid as divine points of presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, so that we are no longer under the auspices of those who have the legalities and are out of alignment with the laws of existence. Those who vie for election and selection to government should be in a place and space where they have light enough, wisdom enough to ensure the progression of people. Those who care to be leaders of societies, systems of education, should care to make sure that children of all hues and ages are properly nourished and that we're making the substantive changes that will facilitate our greater wealth and our greater health. But to be under systems of education that are really still poisoning us and giving Dunkin' Donuts and Church's Chicken and all of these places access to our youth on campuses and whatnot, we are in a place and space where we will have some very rude awakenings, because there is no way that our present way of being can be sustained over time, and death is the final culmination of it all. And it should not be, when we are already immersed in the reality of eternity. And where commonality, the common unity, is in a slow death and suicide. The now moment in which we're living is potent and pregnant with opportunity for regaining the light and wealth and stature and integrity and high ethic and morality and sensibility and creativity and genius of who we were born to be, is these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that has gifted itself to absolutely everything and everyone, everywhere. And so to walk in love means that we are walking with a reverence and an appreciation for the absolute truth, that we are all immersed and animated by this absolute and supreme intelligence. It is our gift. And there is nothing that we can create that is greater than who and what we already are but naked. There's nothing that we can do in our now moment that is greater than becoming all that we were born to be as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence. There is no work that has a greater value than doing the inner clearing, cleansing, consecration of our body temple so that the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses can be completely re-enthroned as our absolute reality, and we are able to tap into the exalted realms of exalted thought to do that which is truly ours to do in circumventing so much of the devastation that is already destined as karmic debt for the foundations that have been laid in the violation and the annihilation of nations and nations of people. Because the blood still screams from this earth. And those of us who have beating hearts and are breathing ones, we have the opportunity to be completely cleared and cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified, to walk in the light of the truth of ourselves. And to know that we cannot guesstimate or estimate just how phenomenal that is. And that this really is a worthy goal and objective to work towards. As individuals, as families, as communities, as nations, as a global family, to step off the path of adulteration, to reverse the issues that have started crystallizing in our tissues as sickness, illness, and disease, to cultivate the real estate of manhood, as the progenitor of lineages and womb manhood, the perpetuator of lineages, and to know that the substance and the quality of beings that we are and that we facilitate and create is where our attention has to be, because being so focused on materiality and things, without having invested in the people themselves, is a misuse and one of the greatest areas of waste that we find. Where ones and ones are committed to doing things, creating things, capitalizing, generating business, money, but have no commitment to the laws of existence, have no commitment to wholeness, have no commitment to the wealth and the substantiation of the people themselves, then there will be some backlash from those things. There is only absolute and supreme intelligence, and to utilize it, to tap into it, to harmonize with it for the good of the whole, gives us the opportunity to truly create greater wholeness. But under a global initiative that is a world-conquering rampage through divisiveness, united we stand, divided we fall, and each individuation of us, individuation of the spirit and intelligence of that which is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, when we feel entitled to do things that undermine our cellular functioning, when we are a detriment to ourselves and ourselves, then regardless of what we create in the world, we will never give rise to the fullness of what we could have done. Dwelling in the infinity of possibilities, our consciously caring to ensure the continuation of our lineages, the exaltation of the divinity of existence, the renewal and rebirth of Mother Earth and Mother Nature, and to atone for the sins that we've participated with in the violation of these creatures and violating our bloodstream in allowing ourselves to feed off of the carcasses of pigs and cows and chickens and hens and alligator and crocodile and monkey brains and all of the things that people eat all over the world. No wonder the world is in such a state when we do not acknowledge who we are and what we are as intelligences of existence, as those who've been given stewardship over the earth and who will be held fully accountable for harmonizing our will and our ways with life itself. There is no prosperity that we can have, no matter what it seems like, in the perpetuation of sickness, illness, disease, and death as popular and common activity, collective learning and education, and the path of prosperity. And for as long as we have existed upon the planet, coming and going, for as many generations as there have been, as many, many years that have passed, coming to the simplicity of loving as the work that we're here to do, in facilitating greater wholeness, greater wellness, substantiating and validating the wealth and the worthiness of everything and everyone, to recognize and acknowledge the eye that sees through every eye is the eye of God, to be in a place and space where we've gotten tapped in, tuned in, turned up, so that we are truly radiant and brilliant as vehicles and vessels of absolute love. Love being the harmony of the truth, and peace being accomplished love. So that we have exalted intelligence to tap into that which creates balance and harmony and peace and win-win situations, because there is only one self in truth. And that self and that intelligence is so divinely acclimated to the multiplicity of diversity in which it has manifested and womb manifested itself, that it's not going to oppress itself over here to make itself look good over there. The supremacy that we should each seek within our own lives is being supremely aware and present of the divinity of existence and that which is our gift with each and every breath and every beat of our heart, and to work towards not just being free to be wrong, but to be in a place where the intelligence of our being has been completely freed, so that we walk in the light of the truth of who we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of the all there is, harmoniously, joyously, rejoicingly, deliberately, intensely, intentionally, reverently, respectfully, appreciatively, powerfully, creatively, inspirationally, and eternally. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the Meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with us right here than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are using your radio apps and phones towards your better good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are the Inner Circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I am so grateful for you and in consistent and continuous prayer that you are always receiving more inspiration, more motivation to be ever more determined and disciplined to walk in the light of the truth of the all that you truly are as a living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is the truth of who we each are. And I'm so grateful and so thankful for every opportunity I have to come to the airwaves to remind us of how blessed we each are with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts, to encourage us to realize that under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide, that it is important that we care to be able to respond correctly and directly by exalting a full life's urge, coming to that place and space of maturity where we do nothing to undermine ourselves, where we will do everything we possibly can to be completely cleared from the violations, the trespasses, the anger, the resentments, the frustration, the madness, pissation, and all of those things that away at our degrees of self-worth and self-deservedness and self-esteem, putting us in a place where we're out of sync and out of alignment with the truth of ourselves as these points of that absolute and supreme intelligence, to come to a place and space where we realize that there are no ones who have been authorized by the intelligence of existence, the laws of existence, or that which is called God, to be the perpetuators and the legislators of sickness, illness, disease, and death as livelihood. And for us to come to a place and space where we understand that healthy people do not create systems that perpetuate sickness, illness, disease, and death as livelihood. That it has to be a sick people who create such sickness, illness, and disease everywhere. We have to come to a point in place where we will not participate in the facilitation and the perpetuation of that which has no substance, no life, no life force, and that we're feeding these things to our children, and the public school system is signing off on it, and the hospitals and the doctors and the nurses and the psychiatrists and the psychologists and the judges, and everybody's in this conspiracy of silence to hold and oppress the populace of the world down as if they're not dependent upon these ones. We are completely interdependent upon this planet, and in our now moment, we have the opportunity to do what other ones did not know to do, could not do. It is ours to do in terms of our exalting a full life's urge, in our being in a place and space where it matters to us that we will have a generational influence that is in the progression of us as a human of people, and we will stop with the foolishness and feel as though we have entitlement to be wrong, to be in a place and space where our theories and opinions, our beliefs, and all of that is greater than the absolute truth. When we were told to know the truth and the truth would make us free, but we think that freedom is about being as wicked as you want to be, having the right to be as civil as these evil ones and to do exactly the same things they do in the perpetuation of inebriation, intoxication, stupefaction, and being in a place where you feel all right, that it is your free will to be wrong, to be mistaken, to be in a place and space where you could do whatever the hell you want to do and dang anything and anybody that gets in the way of it. That is not life, because life in and of itself is ordered, it is lawful, it is progressive, it is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And we who are the ones who are dwelling in these bodies have to remember that these bodies are our temples. They were designed divinely and divinely designed, and that we are in flotation and rotation within the cosmic, that we are already in heaven. We are immersed in nothing but eternity, and we should not be dying at all. We're in a now moment where there is so much trending. There's so much. Everybody who has a telephone or computer can begin to share their beliefs and their thoughts and their opinions and their realizations, their revelations, their epiphanies, their lies, their disgusted behavior. They can share whatever the hell they want to share. But the issue is, are we coming to a point and place where we have an understanding that you have to protect your mind? You have to really come to a point and place where you don't allow all of this stuff to just be going on and on and on in your head, because you have the responsibility of creating your reality. And it's very difficult to do that if you allow your mind to be cluttered with the lies, the delusions, the opinions and the theories of those who may or may not know what is really relevant for your life right now, in terms of what gives you the inspiration, the motivation, the determination to live your greatest life and to walk in the truth of yourself, to get beyond all of the trespasses of adulteration, to really step off that path onto the path of maturation, onto the path of eternal life. We are in a place and space where it should matter to us how we walk this walk, how we live, the substance and the quality of our beings. But these people have us in a place where we're so distracted with the sensuality and the sexuality and the materiality and the sports and the gladiator sports and the balls and the breasts and the butts and all of the things that put us in a place where we are missing the opportunities to really get in attunement, get in alignment, get in the harmonization with the absolute and supreme intelligence that is beating our hearts and breathing us. And we don't give consideration to how it is we have been made in the image and the likeness of God. And then we don't care to be godly. We don't care to rightly utilize the faculties that we've been given to come to that place and space in our day-to-day functioning in righteousness. We have to come to that point where we are really committed to living and not just making a living. And to understand that being committed to living in truth is to be committed to order. It is being committed to cleanliness and the progression of law, and our being able to utilize the laws, to harmonize with the laws, to come to that place and space where we have an understanding and an understanding that it is in our dwelling in the reality of the perfection of existence by law that we have refuge and can earn our grace and protection from all of the lawlessness, to keep from having tragic dates with fate and accidents, and to mind our minds to the degree to which we really give our attention to that which we care to expand in our lives. There is so much utterance and reiteration of the foolishness and the degradation and the dysfunction and all of that, to which it darkens the light of the supreme intelligence that we each are. You've heard the saying, don't allow anyone to rain on your parade. Don't let anybody steal your thunder and steal your joy, to come to a place in our own living where we realize that our living should be joyous. It should be filled with all kinds of laughter and friendships and love. To be immersed in nothing but love. Love is the harmony of existence itself. And to understand that real peace is accomplished love. And love is the harmony of the truth that we each are these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And every eye that sees, sees by virtue of this intelligence of existence that we refer to as God. And it deserves our respect. Whether it's in the body of the cow, or the pig, or the chicken, or the turkey, or the fish, or any other living creature. Everything is gifted its life by the intelligence of existence, and it has its own purpose in the perpetuation of life. Each according to its kind. And it is as a result of the violation of the rights of beings to have the right to their lives. It is as a result of ones and ones feeling entitled to be able to capture, subdue, subjugate, dominate, violate, murder, kill, castrate. Not only animals, but people too. And the inhumanity, the violation against other ones, regardless of what shape and form the other ones come in, is going to be rewarded with a karmic debt. That what you do unto others shall be done unto you. There is law that is exact. There is law that cannot be broken. There is law that holds all of us within it. And nobody gets away with anything. And so wisdom would have us care. To be completely cleared and cleansed of the trespasses, the violation, the adulteration, and all of those things that have created shame and blame and guilt and frustration and madness and all of that, so that our hearts are light as feathers and we can get busy in the rejoicing of the blessedness in being these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and to realize that with each and every breath we take, we are taking in of the very life force and substance of that which we refer to as God. We dwell in the reality of its presence as these points of its presence. There is nothing that we can beg, borrow, steal, be awarded or rewarded that is greater than who and what we already are. But naked, we should not be killing ourselves for a freaking dollar. We should not be working on behalf of death to generate a livelihood when we are undermining the rights of other ones to have the right to their lives. It is time for us to have a real reckoning and a reconciliation, a restoration, to be realigned and reattuned with the purposes in existence, and to understand that there is only one purpose in existence, and that is to live. To self-actualize, self-realize, and be harmonized within the will of existence, the laws of existence, so that we are able to be qualified for continuance in existence upon the earth and beyond the earth, to come to a point and place where we are self-actualizing as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of the presence of the absolute. And the clearing, the cleansing, the purification of our bodies as the consecration of the temples of the living gods and goddesses is a necessity for our being able to walk as a restored people. Our consciously caring to be healed and facilitating a daily initiative and effort in cleansing our bodies and creating new blood that will reverse the heart disease and the diabetes and the cancer and all of the other issues, and begin to reverse the Alzheimer's that is building up as a result of the concentration, the saturation, the contraindication of the nitrates and the nitrites and the caffeine and the drugs and the chemicals that are saturating the brain and whatnot. We are able to be cleared and cleansed and purified so that we can be whole again. But will you care to exalt a full effort? Do you really care to realize that at this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence that you should not die? But there are those who say, oh, well, everybody dies. Death is the natural finality and culmination and eventuality and destiny and fate of what it is to live. But what is it? Their book says the wages of sin is death. And it is said that those who believe in this one would have eternal life. But we were told to know the truth, and the truth would make us free. Free from what? Free from the sickness, the illness, the disease, the despair, the dysfunction, the degradation, the violation, the sinfulness. To realize that we are spirits that dwell in these bodies, and these spirits did not come up out the earth, that we have come from the dust, and unto the dust we shall return, which means that we should be able to get out of these bodies as living beings, as spirits who have mastered this material realm by applying ourselves wholeheartedly to the spiritual laws that govern us. And to ignore them and to think that ignorance is bliss, and then you sucking down the fat and the flesh of pigs and cows and chickens and turkeys and mystery meats. As long as it's dead, you'll eat it. Like you a goddamn going buzzard or a vulture or a jackal or a hyena or something. I'm just saying, if you want to be respected as an intelligent man or wounded man, you need to eat like one. And for there to be multi-trillion dollar business in sickness, illness, and disease as a result of feeding us the carcasses of dead animals. The aborted fetuses of things. See, over here we got the aborted fetuses of chickens, but otherwhere they're the aborted fetuses of quail and duck and ostrich and alligator and crocodile. And then they got the monkey brains and the yak penises and all of these things that these people are eating, the fetal soups and all kinds of stuff. And I'm just saying the whole of humanity is needing to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated so we can be restored in our right minds. And not be supporting pedophilia and sex slavery and all kinds of violation. We are greater than this. We can outthink this. This is not us coming into a now moment of eternity just so that we feel entitled to be killing ourselves. And yes, it should be a conversation because the whole of humanity, our lives are in the balance as the waters are warming, the ice is melting, the waters are rising. We'll be losing the coasts and islands. The rains will pour. We can't afford 40 days and 40 nights of rain anywhere. And for the volcanoes to be activating, and the earth to be quivering and quaking and shaking as the faults are shifting. We need to be preparing consciously to leave the planet. There is an exodus that is underway. But as Mother Earth is in her orbit and in order, and her beings and her creatures and herself are indeed entitled to being liberated from being the toilet of billions of people who are out of alignment with the truth of themselves. As intelligences of existence, we
are able to really reconstitute our bodies to being 80% water, water being the medium of intelligence that is programmable and that holds our intention. And as we are intensely intentioned to be reconciled in the light of the supreme intelligence that is our absolute truth, and to come to a point and place where we will take responsibility wherever we are to anchor the light of absolute and supreme intelligence, to be in a place where we are willing to be and eager to obey and to be harmonized and ordered with the intelligence of existence that beats our hearts and breathes us, so that we can be reconciled and harmonized and uplifted and delivered from the wickedness, the sinfulness, the shame, the disdain, the dysfunction, the violation, to be delivered into the truth of ourselves as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, to be in a place and space where we consciously care to live consciously and committedly, reverently, respectfully, appreciatively, honorably, responsibly, delightfully, rejoicefully, joyously, cooperatively, that it matters, that we care to be enhanced, that we will cultivate the substance of ourselves by honoring the functioning of ourselves, to invest in the cellular liberation that is a necessity as a result of the methodology of oppression being to oppress us at our cellular functioning. And to realize that if you are generating a livelihood or generating cash flow, working on behalf of the corporate deities of death while you work for them, then invest in yourselves. Disconnect by giving up the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, and the fish, and getting to a point and place where you will cleanse and purify yourself so that you are creating new blood that will give you the advantage of having a greater thought, and that greater thought to do a greater work, that greater thought to live in harmony with your purpose in being as man, the progenitor of lineages, and womb man, the perpetuator of lineages, to be in a mindset where you will serve life, you will exalt life, you will repent from having served the wickedness, and now be fully enveloped in a commitment to absolute light, and to begin to take initiative to do the damage control in reclaiming the right to truly exemplify that which is light, that which is order, that which is peace, that which is truth, that which is substantive, so that our children, all children, are benefited by our works and our examples, and that we're able to provide them the guidance and the discipline that will allow them to walk in the fullness of who they are. But to understand that a system that violates the rights of children to grow and mature into intelligent men and womb men who are destined to become fathers and mothers and grandmothers and grandfathers and great-grandfathers and great-grandmothers and so on and so forth, a people who undermine and destroy their children are people who are destined to die. And so when you read the ingredients on all of those packaged things that are at the checkout counters for all of the stores that are within a child's reach, understand that all these artificial colors and artificial flavors and all of these sugars and the aspartame and all of the things that are in those products, they should not be available to children. They really should not be available to anybody. And that there are healthy ways to enjoy life that does not lead to cancer or heart disease or diabetes or any of the things that children are now suffering from because their parents and their grandparents and their teachers and the society is poisoning them under the guise of treating them like kids, like baby goats that can eat any dang one thing. But we don't have kids, we have children. And our children, their bodies are designed perfectly and require oxygenation, hydration, mineralization, alkalization, and to facilitate elimination of anything that is inorganic from it, from their bodies. We should not be all right with dying or creating sickness, illness, and disease, and being on medications and pharmaceuticals and drugs and poisoning our children and subjecting them to all manners of surgeries and chemo and radiation and whatnot because you fed them nitrate-laden nitrites and BHA and all of these chemicals, these artificial colors and flavors and in their drinks and Kool-Aids and candies and all of this. We have to stop this if we care to live. We have to raise completely up to accept duty, obligation, and responsibility as these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and to know that our duty, obligation, and responsibility is to serve life, to exalt life, to enhance life, to enrich life, to be filled to overflowing with the joy of living, and to teach life, to support the conscious unfoldment, self-actualization, self-realization, and harmonization with the will of existence, the laws of existence, the intelligence of existence, so that we are able to be qualified for continuance in existence as conscious immortals. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.